Have you ever met with a psychic? Had someone read your palm, tell your future, or asked them to bridge contact with a loved one long past? Did you have any specific questions for the medium? Maybe you inquired about your love life or your health, or just asked if something exciting was on the horizon. Perhaps you happen to be just such a person with this great gift, the gift of peering past this realm and into the great beyond. Well, what if you could, willingly or unwillingly, gaze into the minds of people you met at random? What a great power that would be! Or perhaps truly unsettling and an awful burden to carry. The following is a tale of such power and problem. It's called The Impossible Seeker. The Fortune Teller was taped live in New York City on December 15th, 2019. This Fortune Teller series, in all its humor and eccentricity, its charm and eerie sparkle, is dedicated to Joey Wilder, a man of all that magic and so much more.
Ma'am, that's just the way it is. Can't you see? There's a lot of people waiting here, you know? No,
I cannot do this. This I cannot do.
So you're not gonna cooperate?
Me? It is you who does not cooperate.
Ma'am, I...
Ricky, what's the matter here? Why are you letting this lady hold up the line? Come on now, come on.
This flesh man here say I must take off shoes.
And?
This
so?
I not do. No.
She says she hasn't been on an airplane since 1979.
Oh, boy.
Look, ma'am, it's very simple. A lot of things have changed in airports with air travel in the last, 40 years. These days...
But this man wants to see my feet? Why?
What are you getting at, lady?
Easy, Ricky. He doesn't need to see your feet. We just need you to take off your...
Oh, look! Look at the man's face. He's red. Red with shame.
It is not!
I know all about men like you. Don't make me embarrass you in front of nice people.
Me? You don't know what...
Look, ma'am. Look, all around you, everyone has to remove their shoes and put their personal belongings in the plastic bin, then let it go down the conveyor belt, and then we need you to pass through the metal detector, and then...
Metal detector? My family, we flee from old country to escape persecution like this. I did not climb over Berlin Wall for this baloney. It's disgrace. Very supervisor.
I'm the supervisor.
You are supervisor. You have mustard stains all over shirt.
Look, ma'am, are you going to comply or not?
Why we do all this? For security? This machine, that machine? This make us safe? No, it does not. I already know this flight is safe. I see it all in the leaves this morning.
What on earth are you talking about?
I would never go on plane without doing reading first. Trust the leaves. This will be safe flight. But I did not see this happening. That I would enter authoritarian police state with crazy, degenerate, foot-loving freak man. I knew I should take bus home.
Hey, look! I don't appreciate being characterized that way.
I know kind of man you are from first moment I see you.
Huh?
Oh, shame! Shame on you!
Ma'am.
All those dirty pictures on pocket phone.
Ma'am.
Hey!
Miss Supervisor, you should ask him.
Ask him what?
Why he has pictures of you on pocket phone.
What?
Oh, come on! Really? Really?
Hey, Jim! Just let this lady through. She's all right.
Thank you.
So, Ricky, anything you want to tell me?
You
promised me. You promised me you were going to delete those photos we took. Did you?
Ma'am?
Yes?
Hello there. Oh, hey, sweetie. I need to seat this man here, and, well, it looks like you're sitting in his seat, honey.
I am in the wrong seat?
Yes, my dear. Not your fault. It happens all the time. We have a very full flight and quite a number of eager beavers behind us waiting to get seated. So, what are you playing there? Solitaire?
Solitaire? These are cards of the tarot.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm more of a canasta man myself. Tell you what, I'm gonna need you to put up your tray and scoot one seat over to the window seat. Isn't that great? Lucky you. Did someone say upgrade?
If you could just give me a...
Here, let me help you. Let's scoop these nice cards up. Ooh, these are very pretty. Pretty intense, but very pretty.
And then we'll put
your tray up like so. Now I just need you to scoot one seat over. Yes, that's it. Thank you so much. You are an absolute darling. Here you go, sir.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Mr. Airplane Waiter Man.
Yes, my dear.
What is for dinner on flight?
Let me get back to you on that, lovey. I can't really tell what it is until it thaws out. I do crack myself up. That was a joke, of course. We don't serve meals on this flight. I'll be coming around later with a few crushed pretzel bits. Doodles.
Afternoon.
I thought all you Australians say good day.
You could tell from just me speaking one word that I'm from Australia.
I know it before you open mouth.
You must have spent some time there, I reckon.
No, I have not left America since I come here many moons ago. This is first plane ride I take in many, many years.
Oh, is that so? Just doing a little traveling then, eh?
I am returning home from funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry. My condolences, sincerely.
Thank you. I take bus to funeral from New York, but trip home, I decide to fly. I thought bus was lousy, but now I think maybe bus was better.
Name's Melvin.
I am Anita.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello, folks. This is your captain. Captain Darius Darnwell speaking. On behalf of our flight crew, I'd like to welcome you aboard National Affiliated Airlines Flight 1776, nonstop to LaGuardia Airport in New York City.
For you, New York is final destination?
It might be.
What does this mean, it might be?
Well, it's just...
It's okay. You do not need to tell me.
It's all right, Anita. I'm just having a hard time believing that I'm actually doing this.
What is her name?
Leslie. Hey, how would you know? How
did you know? I see in your eyes and is in the stars. Love. You travel for reasons of love.
Just a bit of info for you folks. The temperature in New York City is a cool 38 degrees. I should also mention, folks, this is a very full flight. Overhead luggage compartment space is limited. Our crew will be asking some of you to store your bags and personal belongings in the space beneath the seat in front of you.
Well, what do you make of that? First, you correctly guessed my nationality, then my reason for traveling. Am I that easy to read?
It's difficult for you to make this journey, no?
I've risked it all, Anita. I'm leaving behind a good career, all my friends, family.
To find out if woman in New York is the one.
Yes.
Miss Big Risk, how long you know this woman?
Well, we've only met in person once, in Perth, where I'm from. But we've been in contact ever since.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I've turned on the no smoking sign. Actually, I'm not sure why we still have these silly things on the aircraft in the first place. I mean, it's not like you can smoke before I turn them on. In fact, you can't smoke anywhere on this plane, or any time at all. Yet I'm required to tell you that I turned on the no smoking sign. Go figure. Put it up there with the riddle of the Sphinx, I guess.
She is expecting you, yes?
Yes, I think we're both a little nervous. You know, this is my first trip to America.
It will be good, Melvin.
You think so?
All right, Doc, got it. It's just been brought to my attention, folks. As an airplane pilot, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. But due to some cancellations at O'Hare, our flight has been overbooked by our amazingly organized and efficient economy airline. Can you believe it? So, folks, help me solve this problem before we move on. If you're willing to volunteer to give up your seat, please raise your hand will be willing to work out a fair and reasonable compensation for the inconvenience.
Well, what if it doesn't work out?
What if it does? A tricky question is this, what if?
Are we seeing any hands? Anyone willing to volunteer? Again, on behalf of everyone at National Affiliated Airline, we greatly apologize for this utter incompetence.
A great adventure is about to begin.
For me?
We're not seeing any hands, huh? No one wants to volunteer?
Your intuition is powerful, my friend. Follow it.
Okay, folks. We do need to get rolling if we can't find any volunteers.
Excuse me, sir. May I see your ticket, please?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Is there a problem?
No, not really. I mean, it's not your fault, per se.
What's going on here?
You purchased this ticket in Los Angeles?
Because my connecting flight was canceled. I had to purchase a new connecting flight of L.A. because...
I know, but technically, you were the last person to purchase a ticket.
For this overbooked flight? Look here, are you asking
I'm
me...
I'm afraid I have to.
You don't understand. I can't. I can't miss this flight.
But we have no other choice, sir. No volunteers have come forward.
Excuse me, airplane waiter man. What happen if I volunteer seat?
Are you a frequent flyer?
Well, this is first flight for me since Jimmy Carter was president.
Oh. Well, if you volunteer to give up your seat, we will give you a travel voucher.
And what is voucher good for?
Well, actually, if you're not a frequent flyer, I believe we can get you cash. $2,300?
24.
Sorry?
24. Make it $2,400 cash. Plus hotel accommodation.
Well, we are in a tight spot. Well, tell you what, I think we can work that out.
Crikey, you'll do that for me, Anita. Really?
As I say, great adventure is about to happen. Good luck to you, Melvin. Obey your intuition. It has not failed you yet. What to do? Great adventure is about to happen. But when? I feel something coming, but it's not clear.
Taxi? Car service?
Sure, okay. I need car service. You take me.
Yeah, sure, I can take you. Wherever you want to go.
Where is car?
Right outside in the lot. Where are you going?
I not get flight home till tomorrow.
Got bumped, huh?
What? Bump? No one bumps me. I was kicked off flight.
Here, I'll take your bag for you.
It's very light. It's okay.
I insist. Here, let me. So where to?
I still have not decided.
Oh, no.
I forget to tell you. Suitcase is missing wheel.
I see. I'll just carry it then.
Wait, please, do not put bag in trunk.
Okay, no problem. Are you okay? You look a little dazed all of a sudden.
I am fine.
You sure? You look a little pale. Need a minute?
It's okay, just tired. I keep suitcase close. He's very small.
I understand. Like I said, not a problem. Please, climb aboard.
Thank you.
Watch your step. All right. We all good back there?
Yes, thank you.
So, where are we going?
Well, I do not know this place very well. What do you recommend? Maybe there is a casino nearby?
Nah, not in this state.
What is interesting to do around here?
You like history? Picturesque sights, fine dining, cultural excellence?
Yes, this sounds nice.
Well, you won't find anything like that around here. Sorry to disappoint you.
I know. Is there Family Dollar store close by?
I have no idea what that is.
So, where should I go?
Are you asking me?
Not really. I have a feeling. Let's drive east.
Can you be a little more specific than that?
Not yet. Maybe later.
Just so you know, my rate is...
Don't worry. We go east for now.
I'm just being curious. Why?
Just drive east. We must go east.
You want to go to a hotel? I can recommend
maybe
a good place.
Maybe later. You drive. We explore. Great adventure is about to begin.
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
So, where are we going?
We're still heading east, yes?
Yeah. You know, at some point we're going to have to stop.
I like this place. It's very pretty. In simple, plain, forgettable kind of way.
Lady.
I don't think it's much longer.
What is? Where are we going?
Yo, what is name?
My name? Neil.
Neil. You know, I was sitting on plane next to man.
Okay.
He was looking for his love.
And?
You are looking for something too, eh, Neil?
Yeah, what about it? Isn't everybody?
But what you seek is impossible to find.
You should talk. Where the hell are we going?
We are close to park. A pretty little park, no?
Yes. Yes, we are. If you're not from around here, how would you know about
this
the park?
This is where I want to go. To the park.
Why?
Take me to this place and you can drop me there.
Why the park?
Is place for those who try to seek things. You will take me here.
Sure.
Ah, here. Here is place.
You sure you want to go here?
Yes.
There's nothing for miles around.
It's fine.
But why would you want to go here?
It's pretty.
What's so pretty about it?
You don't think so?
It's disgusting. Hey, why the hell would you want to come to such a place?
How much I owe you?
Nothing. Just get the hell out of my car. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take that tone with you, Mama. You see, I haven't been sleeping well these past few nights, and it makes me, and the headaches. I can't. Nothing seems to make them go away, you know, the headaches. Yeah. Don't worry about the fare, all right? Consider it my good deed for the day.
Okay, then.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am.
You are a photographer. Most interesting. You take photos
ma'am,
for this.
I'm a forensic investigator, and this is a crime scene. We can't have you.
Faye, who's this person?
I don't know, Detective Hansen.
Look, ma'am, you mustn't come any further. Stay right where you are. This is a crime scene.
I know all about it.
What? What do you know?
I have information.
Well, what is it?
I can help identify man.
How do you know that it's a man we're looking for?
Who are you?
I am Anita. There is not much time. The man you seek, he will kill again. He cannot help himself.
How do you know anything
over
about...
Over there by the trees. This is where you found her.
What do you know?
Head of body is missing, yes?
Ma'am, it sounds like you have some explaining to do.
At first, this man, he seemed okay. But it is when we go to his car. He tries to put my bag, this bag, in trunk. I have vision right there. I see terrible thing he has done. I have him take me here to you.
Lady, this makes no sense at all.
Except maybe it does a little. Go on.
Head missing from body. Is in trunk, hidden inside duffel bag.
You saw the head inside the bag, then?
I see it, but not with my eyes.
Oh, boy.
It is there, believe me.
Where's this man now?
He dropped me here, then drive away.
This is ridiculous. What are we supposed to do with any of this?
I take down license plate number. Here.
I'm sorry, there's nothing much in the way of actual admissible evidence here.
Is not true.
Yeah, then what?
Fingerprints of man are on handle of my suitcase. I bet $2,400 cash that fingerprints on bag match fingerprints at crime scene. Same fingerprints are on car with this license plate number.
Faye, doesn't hurt to check. No stone unturned, right?
All right.
Ma'am, if any of this turns out to be true, were you able to discern any kind of motive from the suspect?
There is only darkness that lives in his heart. He is born under sign of the bitter moon. Cursed, forever to seek what is impossible to find.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and led me. My lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
The Impossible Seeker. The cast featured in this episode include Eric Davey Gislason as Ricky, Rebecca Kopeck as Billy, James Kleinman as Todd, Michael Pate as Melvin, David Linton as Captain Darius Darnwell, Alan LaForest as Neil, Casey LaForest as Faye, James Reeser as Detective Hansen. And the part of Anita was played by me, Ali Silva. The song The Gypsy, written by Billy Reed, was performed by Kat Reinert, accompanied by Nika Slater. The Impossible Seeker was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nika Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Evan Sachs. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. We at Fireside Mystery Theater put as much time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul as is humanly possible into crafting our unique brand of audio entertainment. We absolutely love doing this, and we hope that you absolutely love listening. And we also hope that if you are able, you would consider becoming a Patreon patron, to throw some kindling on our fires to help keep our creative flames flickering. Your contribution through Patreon, whether it's a dollar or two, or more if you can, per month, is just the kind of vital support we need so we can keep doing this thing we do. And in humble thanks for your patronage, we have some rewards that may appeal to you. Discounts on merch, postcards from Sunken Harbor, audio greetings from cast members, podcast shoutouts, a super classy Fireside Mystery Theater enamel pin, and exclusive bonus content. We now have quite a few of what we call the Patreon playlet. They're extra audio treats from each series that are released only on our exclusive private Patreon feed. Sometimes the playlets are companion pieces to episodes on our regular feed, but they are always exclusive for our patrons at the $5 or more per month level. From the Fortune Teller series, we have a special piece called Wake Me When It's Over, featuring Anita and a certain someone from her past. If you are intrigued, consider becoming an FMT Patreon patron today. Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the link on our website. We are so very grateful for any support you can give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. If you would ever so kindly give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, we'd be thrilled. It costs nothing but a small moment of your time. It's easy, and it means the world to small indie creators just like us. Up next, Anita the Fortune Teller is confronted by the wisdom of the ancients as she enters a room with a viewing. My friends, allow me one final vision of the future. You will choose wisely, you will keep listening, and you will mind the shadows.